Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The striking machinists at Boeing are still striking, the union rejecting the company's latest offer, which included 35% pay raises over 4 years and $7,000 signing bonuses, but did not include restoring the company's pension plan, which was eliminated a decade ago. Charles Froming, one of the machinists, asking of his bosses.
They get their pension, don't they? CEOs get $100 million worth of stock options when they retire. It's costing them billions a month. It's costing me thousands.
12 days until the election, Kamala Harris telling a CNN town hall last night she agrees with Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, who says Trump fits the definition of a fascist. Trump calls Kelly a total degenerate who made up the story. The Justice Department warning Elon Musk that his $1 million giveaway to registered voters might possibly be a violation of election law. The first lawsuit against McDonald's has been filed by a man who says he was infected with E. coli after eating a quarter pounder in Colorado. This is ABC News. Terror charges in Arizona against a teenager.
The teen is accused of plotting an attack at last weekend's Phoenix Pride Parade in the name of the terror group ISIS, according to Maricopa County prosecutors. Authorities say the teen allegedly participated in online chat rooms, including discussing what supplies are needed to make an improvised explosive device. Then authorities say he had those ingredients shipped to him. County prosecutors credited investigators and law enforcement partners for their hard work on the case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Thousands of bottles of the popular antidepressant Cymbalta are being recalled. Some have elevated levels of a toxic chemical in them. All the details are at abcnews.com. Seeing the World Series between the Yankees and the Dodgers on either coast in person could leave an Aaron Judge-sized hole in your wallet. The average resale price for a ticket in Game 1 tomorrow in L.A., $1,700. The lowest price for a ticket to Game 3 in New York, $1,500. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Nearly 100,000 people cast early ballots on the first day of in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reported over 97,000 in-person absentee ballots were cast on Tuesday, with long lines in Madison and Milwaukee. That compares to nearly 80,000 ballots on the first day 4 years ago. Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance will return to Wisconsin next week. The Trump campaign says Vance will speak in Racine Monday. Vance was in Waukesha just last weekend. His Racine event will be just days after Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's campaign stop in Racine. And a rapper led students to the polls at UW-Madison. Video posted to social media Wednesday by the Wisconsin Democratic Party shows UW-Madison alum Young Gravy leading a parade of students to an early voting site. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China.
Anything in your house that says made in China,
take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cash back match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clear to mostly clear skies, a light south breeze. Temperatures near 40 to start your Thursday. Clouds will thick it up Thursday afternoon. There will be some late day showers developing. Highs will reach the middle 60s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 42 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Hey! everything in it. Keep the diamond ring, cause that's how I meant it. Sticks and stones are all they ever were to me. This material life with all its value don't mean a thing to me without you. The love that we once had is all I need. So take everything we have if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, sticks and stones ain't all that makes us whole. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes round home. Now you say we are the root. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. Remember when we didn't have a dime between us? You took my hand and said we don't need much, just as long as we're together, we would be fine. Now we've acquired all I thought would please you. I gave everything you know that I could, and still you're telling me you're not satisfied. So take everything we have if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes a home. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes wrong. Now you say we are the root. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Well, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, yeah, I'm the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Well, Elvis Blue on my left and Mary on my right. Well, Janie is the girl that I'll be with tonight. Well, I was asking me which one I love the best. I'm a rosy on my chest. Well, I'm the Wanderer, yeah, I'm the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, I roam from town to town. I go through life without a care, and I'm as happy as a clown. But with my two fists of iron, and I'm going nowhere. I'm the type of guy who likes to roam around. Well, I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town, and then I find myself a falling for some girl. I hop right into that car of mine and drive around the world. You know I'm the Wanderer. Yeah, I'm the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around.
gates of iron, and I'm going nowhere.
I'm the kind of guy who likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. And when I find myself a falling for some girl, I hop right into that car of mine and drive around the world. I'm the wanderer.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eddie Rabbit and The Wanderer here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-30s, rain on the way. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, there's a big farm technology conference going on in California, and Sabrina Halverson is there, and she'll have a report from that conference here coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Well, the Dairy Summit is coming up fast with the Dairy Innovation Hub. That's going to be held November 20th from 9 to 4:30. The summit's dedicated to sharing aspirations and outcomes from work funded by the Dairy Innovation Hub. The event is free and open to the public, though pre-registration is required. Now, if you would like more information, all you have to do is just visit the UW Extension Service and find out more. Again, that Dairy Summit coming up on November 20th. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The National Milk Producers Federation's joint annual meeting just wrapped up in Phoenix, and here with an update is Chris Galen. How was this year's meeting, Chris?
Well, this has been a great meeting. A lot of it is because milk prices have been better this year, Bill, so people's moods are better and they're more optimistic. But we also have more to be optimistic about on a couple of the key things that National Milk has focused on, and this is what we talked about here in Phoenix. Number one, we're just about to wrap up the process of updating the federal milk marketing order system. That's a process that started 3 years ago. We had a meeting in Las Vegas back in 2021 and started the ball rolling. And ultimately, we're now at the point where we're waiting for USDA to come out with its final plan, and that will be voted on by farmers and co-ops across the country, probably right before or after the turn of the year here. And that is something we contributed heavily to. We really helped steer the direction of where USDA has gone. So we're really looking forward to getting the changes implemented. The other thing that we talked about, Bill, to a lesser extent, but it's certainly been on a lot of people's minds, is how do we contain the spread of the avian influenza, the highly pathogenic AI that has been moving across the country since the beginning of the year. I think the good news is that we understand more about the virus, not everything, but we've got better information now in the hands of farmers about what they can do to mitigate the spread of the virus. So hopefully we're not still talking about it a year from now. So those are two of the major highlights of the meeting.
The joint annual meeting is held every year, but every 4 years, of course, we have the presidential election. Was there a buzz about that this year?
Certainly, it's an election year, and you can't escape talking about that. The issue is right now, because it's so close, you don't know what's going to happen with control of the House and Senate, let alone the White House, and how the dust settles on those things is really going to determine the fate of the farm bill. So a lot of people are interested in, when are we going to get a new farm bill? But so much will depend on, well, who's going to be in the White House in January, who's going to control the House and Senate agriculture committees in January. And right now, we don't know those answers.
But all in all, it seems very optimistic out there as we head into 2025, especially with the revenue opportunities for dairy farmers.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, one of the panels we had at the meeting in Phoenix was a discussion about future revenue generating opportunities for farmers. So as we look towards the future for dairy, we know it's going to be more than just the sales of milk and meat and genetics. There are opportunities to sell carbon credits and sustainability practices that you can monetize. So we had a discussion where we were joined by people from Elanco Animal Health, LF Bioenergy, and Syngenta, talking about products and services that they offer that are going to help farmers monetize some of the other practices on their farms compared to what's been done in the past. So that's a very optimistic turn of events, and we think that's something that farmers will be interested in the future.
Well, thanks for the update, Chris. From Phoenix, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.
Mixed adjustments to USDA's dairy balance sheet for both this year and next. What does that mean regarding October's price forecast, though?
We've seen a little bit of a correction in the cheese and butter prices observed. Those product prices have been extremely strong for the past several months. And then in the past few weeks, we've just seen some of those prices start to retreat back toward what might be considered closer to historic norms.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski says cheese and butter price forecasts were reduced for both 2024 and 25.
But other products, especially the dry products, continuing to see some price strength.
Class 3 and 4 milk prices were also lowered for this year and next based on the reduced cheese and butter prices.
All milk price for 2024 was lowered this month by 25 cents per hundredweight to $22.80 per hundredweight. And for 2025, it was reduced by 70 cents per hundredweight to $22.75 per hundredweight.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Christopher Holton. It was a Saturday morning. Normally, I go for my normal walk.
With no warning, Chris suffered a near-fatal heart attack. Brian Buckley, a bystander, saw him collapse and perform CPR he learned from the American Heart Association, which saved Chris's life.
Looking at your hands, these two hands could save a life.
To learn more about how the American Heart Association helps save lives, go to helpheart.org.
Join us tomorrow for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Everything.
cynicism. Been a jaded lady when it comes to love. Oh, baby, just to feel this feeling. Everything that you do gives me. It's been too long since somebody whispered.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Mary Chapin Carpenter, Shut Up and Kiss Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning and 42 in downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, pretty slow morning. Only the November contract is traded, down 12 cents to 2028. December at 2058, January 2043, February 1991. Cheese markets were mixed yesterday. Barrels down a quarter to 190 and three quarters. 40-pound blocks up three to 192. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down two and a quarter to 265 and a half. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 136, 11 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 60 and a quarter. And again, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, it was a mixed day for the livestock complex as cattle contracts plummeted after the stock market dropped throughout the session, closing down 500. No cash cattle trade has developed, but hogs continue to find some support on continued strength in pork cutout values. For today, look for any developments in the cash markets. Also, today's export sales report, any type of demand should have the effect of moving live and feeder cattle higher along with the hogs. October live cattle opens the day at 187.62, December 187.87, February 188.62, October feeder cattle open at 248.57, November 247.22, January 243.82, December hogs open at 80.17, February 83.40, April at 86.52. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher this morning. Now, there's been another recovery in the energy markets, also some strong export demand, all helping the grain markets. Soybeans are also moving higher. Again, that recovery in the energy markets helping with the world vegetable oil prices, and that's helping soybeans this morning. December and March corn both up 2.5. December at 421.5. March 434.5. May up 2.25 to 442. New crop 25 up 2 to 443.75. November beans up 7.25 to 10.04.75. January up 5.75 to 10.10.75. March up 6 to 10.21.75. New crop 25 up 4.5 to 10.40 1/4. December soybean meal down 30 cents this morning to 314.70. December soybean oil up 83 cents to 44.42. Chicago wheat December up 3/4 to 579 1/4. March up 1 to 599 1/4. December and March wheat in Minneapolis both up 1.5. December at 617. March at 639. Energy markets this morning, December crude oil up 75 cents to 71.52. January up 74 cents to 71.11. Meanwhile, November gas up a cent to 205. December also up a cent at 201. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.49, December $3.54, January $3.53, new crop 25 $3.82. Cash and December beans $9.13, January $9.18, new crop 25 $9.46. Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn $3.54, November $3.59, December $3.69, January $3.79. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia. Cash corn $3.67, December $3.82 and January $3.92. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and November corn $3.64, cash beans $9.22, January $9.25. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn $3.69, new crop 25 $3.92, cash beans $8.97, new crop 25 $9.46. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.81, November $3.81, April $4.15, new crop 25 $4.03, cash beans $9.62, November $9.65, April $9.95, new crop 25 $9.77. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn $3.67, January $3.71, cash beans $9.28. January 927. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 177 to 194. Holstein fed cattle 155 to 180. Market cows 94 to 127. Bulls 138 to 159. Calves 200 to 1010. Beef steers 148 to 385. Holstein steers 90 to 375. Sheep markets. Market lambs 160 and down. Light lambs 170 and down. Ewes 87 and down. Rams 90 and down. Goat markets. Does 110 and down. Bucks 150 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, feeder lambs 215 and down, and light lambs, or fed lambs rather, 125 to 164, ewes 85 to 110. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing, if you join before October 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is October 30th, so call now, you'll save even more. Here's the number, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE, 866-89-BIBLE.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's so-
huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available, it's a miracle. Find someone so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears, it makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
If you get there before I do, Don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame upon a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl, said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. And she said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. Seen some sights and life's been something.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. The 2024 FIRA USA conference is underway in Woodland, California, showcasing the latest advancements in agricultural robotics and automation. The three-day event is offering growers, innovators, and researchers a platform to explore cutting-edge technologies aimed at improving efficiency and sustainability in specialty crop production. Sabrina Helverson is there and has this report.
The FIRA USA Conference is an annual event focused on agricultural robotics and automation, bringing together experts, growers, and tech innovators to explore the latest in advancements in ag tech. Held this year at the Yolo County Fairgrounds near Sacramento, California, the event highlights solutions designed to improve efficiency and sustainability, particularly for specialty crops. Paul Welbig, Director of Precision Technology for New Holland North America, highlighted the growing role of automation and autonomy in agriculture. Welbig moderated a panel focused on how these technologies can support orchard and vineyard growers by streamlining operations.
There's a lot of promise around autonomy, driverless tractors, if you will, that are very obvious as far as the use of those. But maybe not so obvious is automation of the different applications that might go on in a farming operation, such as spraying, mowing, weeding, harvesting, those types of things. And so a lot of the machinery that's being utilized for that can be fairly sophisticated and have a high degree of capabilities as well. And so the skilled labor necessary to make all that work properly is becoming more challenging. So therefore, trying to automate as much of that functionality as possible, because you may be able to put maybe a less experienced operator into the seat of that tractor, and then along the way potentially remove the necessity for somebody in the seat of that tractor.
Addressing concerns that automation could eliminate jobs, Welbig emphasized that it fills existing labor gaps rather than creating them. He noted that the shift toward automation allows workers to take on higher paying roles with more responsibility, reshaping the agricultural workforce rather than reducing it. Reporting from the FIRA event in Yolo County, California, I'm Sabrina Halverson.
Thanks, Sabrina. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Another dry day today in our ag weather forecast, but rain does begin to move into the region later on tonight. Temperatures will remain around seasonal averages. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a very slight chance of a rain shower. Highs 60 to 65, relative humidities at 27 to 32%. South winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 90% chance of a shower. Lows 40 to 45, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. South winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the west, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Friday, sunshine, highs 55 to 60, relative humidities at 36 to 41%, northwest winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Sunday, sunshine, highs 60 to 65. Monday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 70 to 75. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs 75 to 80. And for Wednesday, cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 55 to 60.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind.
That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th. Paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Tractor rollovers are a main cause of death on farms. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to maneuver the machine on hills and the safety precautions you should take as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Every year we hear stories of how somebody was injured or killed from a tractor rollover. These things happen in a split second, giving the rider no time to think and react. You can't always prevent an overturn, but your chance of survival is almost guaranteed if there is a rollover protection system on the tractor and you're buckled in. Chuck Schwab is an extension safety specialist at Iowa State University. He says tractors have a high center of gravity, which makes it easy for them to overturn, especially on a slope. The safest way to maneuver a slope is to back up the hill and drive down rather than driving across it. Unexpected things like depressions from soil erosion can catch you by surprise.
And so what happens is you're on a slope that's steep, and then one of your tires go into that rill, and that causes the slope to be more steep at that one instant. Then the tractor has started to shift towards rolling, and then it just continues.
Rear overturns are most often caused by hitching outside of or higher than the tow bar.
If your back wheels of the tractor get good traction and they don't move, and whatever you're towing isn't going to budge, if the wheel doesn't spin and there's power to it, there's enough power in most tractors that will take and lift the entire tractor and throw it backwards.
Keep your speed down because it's easier to correct a hazardous situation if you're going slow. If the tractor starts to feel unstable and you're driving like you're in the Indy 500, it might roll before you can do anything about it. Learn more about preventing tractor overturns at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. With you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.